You've most likely never heard his name, but you've likely heard his music. His family tried to dissuade him from majoring in music, but it turned out this small-town musician hit it big with a new movie company. His story is today's American Countryside, brought to you by AgriLiquid. Solid agronomics, balanced nutrition, it's who they've always been. AgriLiquid, same great company, just easier to say their name. Visit agriliquid.com.
Every successful grower knows that the best crops need strong roots, and that means they need Radiate Plant Growth Regulator. Radiate features two powerful active ingredients that help young crops quickly develop the longer, healthier roots they need for more nutrient uptake, early vigor, and stress resistance. Applied either foliar or in furrow, Radiate makes all the difference for a wide variety of crops. So get the roots your crops need by getting Radiate first. See your CPS dealer today.
America never stops. Thanks to the financial support of Farm Credit, neither do the farmers and ranchers who call her home. Since the beginning, we've been helping rural America show the world what hard work can achieve. But the job is far from over. And as rural America grows further, we'll be there. Just as we have for 100 years. Learn more at farmcredit100.com.
Ed Plum was born in Streeter, Illinois in 1907. He was a grandson of the founder of the city. He had a love for music, graduated from Dartmouth, and went to work for musician Rudy Valley. While in that position, a new company came looking for a musician to help with their animated pieces.
Disney came out there looking for someone. He was just getting started with Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse and all those, and he wanted a music arranger, and so he interviewed for him and went to work for him.
Patricia Breen is speaking of her uncle, who was one of the first musicians for Walt Disney.
He said he was tough because when you'd go in, he wanted the sound of like Thumper the Rabbit, and then Uncle Ed said he would go in and give him his version of it, and he'd say, no, that's not the sound I want.
Ed Plum went on to write much of the music you've perhaps heard in some of those early Disney classics.
He and that Leopold Stokowski wrote the Fantasia, which he said at that time was way ahead of its time, which it was. That was in the 40s and 50s, and it since has become more famous lately than it even was then.
Patricia visited with her uncle on several occasions. She even went to his studios to see the operation.
When I went out there to visit, one time he was working on Peter Pan. He took us around to all the things to see in California. And when I got home, my folks asked how I liked Disney Studio, and I said he never took us there. That was his work.
Plum received several Academy Award nominations, and although he passed away in the late 1950s, Patricia says you can still find his name in the credits of many Disney classics. Traveling the countryside in Streeter, Illinois, I'm Andrew McCray.